There was no one quite like Peter Redgrove. When I first read his poems, I felt transformed, even a little high. It was like being under the influence of a hypnotist, a crazy man, a witch doctor who had cast a spell on you. His poems have a unique and original transformative power, which is quite unusual in contemporary poetry. He manages to present the known world in a new and original light, as through a kaleidoscope of the senses. Everything that is normal or commonplace becomes newly minted, changed into the extraordinary, which is not to say it's surreal or anything like that. Far from it. We often talk of the tyranny of the eye, that idea of overfamiliarity, of being so used to seeing the world that it becomes monotonous, routine. Redgrove has that knack of showing us, once again, the magic behind the mundane. The painter, Georgia O'Keeffe, was fond of telling her students, "You should try and paint the world as if you were seeing it for the very first time." And this is exactly what Redgrove manages to do through his use of metaphor. He transforms experience. Ruth Bedell, writing in The Guardian, cast him as the UK's metaphor priest, which he surely is. Take these few lines from his poem describing an ultrasound scan, The Visible Baby. "There are his teeth in his transparent gums, like a budding hawthorn twig. His eyes, like open poppies, follow the light. His tongue is like a crest of his thumping blood. His heart, like two squirrels, one scarlet, one purple, mating in the canopy of a blood tree." How does one describe a baby, or anything else for that matter? How forensically, how deeply does one investigate? And in the investigation, what is turned up? What connections are discovered between the senses and the natural world? There's something of the peyote mushroom about all this, the altered state of the visionary. Here he is, looking at a jar of marmalade on the breakfast table, staring still into the marmalade jar as into an aquarium of orange peel. It's this kind of conjuring trick that got me hooked on poetry in the first place. Well, it wasn't really a trick so much as an inspired use of language. Magic isn't the right word either. Magic implies a lack of understanding of the processes around us, of something beyond our ken, and this is quite the opposite. It's an engagement with the world and its machinations of being able to see how things really are. Enchantment is a better explanation, coming, as it does, from the Latin root cantare, to sing, or more literally, to put under a spell through singing. That just about sums it up, to be sung into a stupor. So to end, let's hear the conclusion of this spectacular transformative poem, The Visible Baby. His spine, like a necklace, all silvery strung with cartilages, his hand bones, like a working party of white insects, his nerves, like a tree of ice with sunlight shooting through it. What a closed book, bound in wrinkled illustrations, his father is to him.